In the morning, Gitmo Nation. Thank you for joining me for a just getting by breaking news update. I wanted to share with you again some very important news from the mobile industry. HP has decided to kill off its products running WebOS. Now, this has been presented in the tech media as killing off WebOS, which is not the same thing as what I just said. What I just said was, and what HP said, was that they killed off their products that were running WebOS, specifically the touchpad and the WebOS phones like the Pre and the Veer. They do leave open the option of doing other things with WebOS, and they do not specify what those other things may be. There is the possibility that HP will license WebOS to other companies to give them an alternative to iOS and Android. There is the possibility that they will kill off WebOS entirely. And there are other possibilities of a more business-related aspect that we will not get into on this podcast. All that being said, however, it does not look good right now for those few people that loved WebOS. Now, WebOS, I have a Palm Pre Plus, a couple-year-old phone, and it is a wonderful phone. I would never use it as my primary phone. It was underpowered, and the application ecosystem just was not there. But it was still a beauty to behold, both the physical aspects of the phone and the technology that was running inside the phone. The operating system was amazing. It was amazing to see how they handled multitasking, how clearly they understood what true multitasking meant, and how they were able to implement it in an efficient, clear, and effective way. It is amazing that no one else, including Apple, has been able to do that. This is one of the reasons why it's such a tragedy to see WebOS go. Just 16 months ago, HP bought WebOS and, well, bought Palm, who created WebOS entirely. They bought Palm for quite a handy amount of money, several billion. And they promised to nurture WebOS and commit fully to it. And the new CEO of HP, Leo Apotheker, had said that he planned on installing WebOS into everything from desktop computers to laptops to even printers and cars. He wanted to create a one ecosystem frame of reference, much like the Apple ecosystem with OS X and its child operating system, iOS, which runs on the same architecture, the same foundation as OS X. HP wanted to create something very much like that. Now, that being said, they failed. The last few releases from their own WebOS just have not been successful. The touchpad was in no way a competitor to the iPad or even to other Android tablets, which are not really that good. It just got no traction whatsoever, and therefore, Mr. Apotheker, who has the reputation as being a very ruthless CEO, he decided to kill the whole division. So from this point forward, there will be no hardware coming out of HP with WebOS. Now, what does that mean? I mentioned earlier that they could license WebOS. Now, in my personal view, as somebody who's been looking at the technology industry for about 10 years now, in my personal view, I think it is very likely that HP will at some point license WebOS. They cannot just spin that off 16 months after acquiring the whole company. There are many device manufacturers that would love to create WebOS phones as a hedge against Android. I am thinking specifically in the wake of the Motorola Google acquisition, in which Google bought Motorola Mobility for $12.5 billion. The other handset manufacturers that manufacture Android devices, those being HTC, Samsung, LG, Huawei, ZTE, and others, will now be thinking, well, I might be competing with the people that create this operating system. I will be competing at a disadvantage. So how do I protect myself against that? One option, the option that HTC has already taken, is to also create Windows Phone 7 devices, and Microsoft will be more than willing to capitalize on both the Motorola and WebOS announcements by pushing their phone as the remaining alternative to Android. But HP, I think, would be remiss in totally destroying WebOS. If they license it, that could become a Microsoftian metaphor for software. It was announced today that HP is also buying a data analytics company called Autonomy for a staggering amount of money. I believe that's also around $12 billion. And they are clearly focusing more on a behind-the-scenes industrial technology from a software perspective, from data analytics to network administration and hosting, a wide variety of business situations that really consumers have no interest in. HP is cutting costs and is also investing in a higher profit margin industry. And if they license WebOS, that fits right into this new strategy. Think of what Microsoft does. Microsoft has three core businesses. It has their Windows division, it has their Office division, and it has their Business Server division. All three of these divisions make money, and they make boatloads of money. It is really the Redmond equivalent of the federal Treasury printing press. They just print themselves as much money as they need by pumping out more versions of Office, of Windows, and a Windows Server. But yet they license all of those technologies to many, many, many companies. They sell them to consumers. They license them to professional organizations. They have created a whole ecosystem out of that metaphor. And HP, I think, is poised to do the same. Everybody today is comparing what HP has done to what IBM has done in the past. In 2004, IBM sold their business, excuse me, they sold their hardware business to Lenovo. The old IBM ThinkPad and ThinkCenter lines that everybody is so familiar with got sold to Lenovo, and they're still around today, and you still see IBM's influence on these products. They really haven't changed much, but IBM sold off that business, which was a highly respected and a highly influential business, but it was not making them a lot of money. And they saw how the technology industry was progressing, and that computers were getting cheaper and cheaper, and it was getting more difficult to make a profit on these things. So they cut it off. They spun it off, and they sold it to Lenovo. That was easy for IBM to do because that was not the core business by that point. They were already a business software company, and they had this dead tire, this drag on the company, the hardware division, that they just needed to get rid of because it was dragging the company down. HP is not in that situation because the businesses that HP is thinking of either ending or spinning off, their PC business, their printer business, the webOS business. This is all the their core aspects to the company. Their software initiatives really, up until very recently, were non-existent, and as of right now, are still not where they derive most of their profits. It is still the PC. They are the largest PC vendor, by far. But that being said, they're not making any money on this. Very, very little money. The profit margin for one Apple laptop is the same as selling something like four or six HP laptops, and that's a problem. And HP is not in the same market segment as Apple for these devices. They cannot just simply upgrade the products a little bit and charge twice as much. People are not going to buy them. They're going to be insulted. So HP is in a corner, and I think it's an interesting and a insightful move to get rid of their PC business and focus on software. But that does not mean that webOS, which is the focus of this podcast, it does not mean that webOS needs to go away. If they start licensing webOS as an alternative operating system for phones and tablets and other mobile devices that other people have the headache of making, it's important to keep in mind just how much goes into the production of a consumer electronic device. If a company needs to support a Windows PC, for example, they have requirements, well, not requirements, but they have a responsibility to provide protection against some maybe very specialized malware that might be targeting Windows, but that Microsoft, for some reason, is not in a position to effectively patch, or else there's R&D that goes into these PCs and laptops. There's research to keep them from breaking after 2 days, which, by the way, HP's had an issue with. Sometimes HP laptops, which I've always liked, but sometimes people have questioned the workmanship of HP laptops. But you see, there's a lot that goes into these companies, and from that perspective, just to be able to sell the software and say, "You worry about the rest. You build your hardware to run on my software, and we'll be good." That is very powerful. That's what Google's doing with Android. That's what Microsoft does with Windows and Windows Phone. I see no reason why HP cannot do that with webOS. Just because they're killing the physical devices that HP themselves made does not mean that other people cannot create webOS phones. And I actually suspect that if other people compete with designs to make webOS phones, we will see a renaissance in this operating system. We will see a lot of change that from HP responding to the needs and wants of its developers and its partners and other companies. And at the same time, we'll see a lot of different form factors, a lot of different devices themselves. In which case, I think you will see a very valid competitor to Windows Phone, and if it's very successful, even to Android. Now, unlike what Google has just done with Motorola, and actually bought a hardware company, HP has done the exact opposite and has now disconnected itself from the hardware aspect of device making. Now, I should actually be clear, they haven't said officially yet that they're going to kill their PC business, or spin it off, or sell it, or do something. They haven't said that officially, but they issued a press release today stating that they are thinking very closely. They're taking a very close look, and they're thinking about doing exactly that. And announcing that to the public tells me that things are a bit further along than they want to admit publicly. And I fully expect that the business for hardware at HP is going to be spun off or in some other way sold to another company. Now, having disconnected themselves, as I said, from the aspect of making hardware for somebody else's software, such as Microsoft or their own software like webOS, they can now focus on development of their own technologies, of their own business technologies, and their webOS mobile operating system. Who knows? Maybe they'll even continue with that idea of making an operating system that can run on all devices, including PCs and laptops. That may or may not happen. We don't know yet. But I think it would be very foolish of HP, and indeed, I think there's no chance of this at all, for them to completely kill webOS. And if you look at the tech reporting, at least in the aftermath of this announcement today, you see a lot of talk of the death of HP. I'm sorry, of the death of webOS. If anything, this is the death of Palm, because Palm had, kind of lived on as like a ghostly kind of specter in HP, with John Rubinstein being in some way involved with the hardware manufacturing and webOS phones and tablets and development and some secretive labs. Those were all Palm people, and they're being going to be spun off or sold or something. And Palm is gone now. It is dead and buried, and that is just every essence of Palm itself is just done. It is done. Now, that being said, what has come out of Palm, and more specifically the patents that Palm held, and its software, webOS, are very, very alive in HP. And I really believe that HP is going to keep that in mind, and they're going to leverage that technology. I think they want to become a new Microsoft, a Microsoft with without the consumer orientation. And as a matter of fact, Microsoft wants to become a Microsoft without a consumer orientation. They make all their money in business and Office, and they make a lot of money in Windows too. But it's really, if you look at what their bread and butter is, it is enterprise computing. And I think Microsoft, or at least some people in Microsoft, probably envy HP today, thinking, wow, I wonder if we could do that. And the answer is no, because Windows is vital to Office and to the business division. If you kill Windows, you kill Microsoft, at least right now. So HP is uniquely positioned to completely change itself, and in the process, change the PC industry, the technology industry. What happens to a company who is the largest PC maker by volume when they decide to spin off, kill, or in other ways disentangle itself from that business? What happens? Where do those PCs go? Where do the people who buy those PCs go? Do they go to Dell? Not, judging from Dell's recent financial earnings, I don't think so. Dell's not doing too good right now. Do they go to Apple? Apple makes its own operating system. If you bought an HP laptop, you bought it knowing that this is a Windows laptop. You either can't afford a Mac or you don't want a Mac. So that's out. Where do you go? This is going to create a brand new market for the likes of people like Toshiba, and I'm actually I'm Sony. I'm drawing a blank on other people who make PCs, to be quite honest with you. But it'll be like a feeding frenzy now for these people that used to buy HP computers, because even if the HP hardware division lives on in another company, either an independent HP computing company or else some other company buying up that division. Even so, it's still going to create a lot of change in the marketplace, and customers are still going to be looking elsewhere, at least for for some of the time. So, what becomes of that business? That is the great unanswered question. Does this spark a second computer revolution? Does this breathe new life into the PC market by enabling other companies to come in now and compete with each other instead of this juggernaut HP? Who knows? I don't know if that's necessarily the case. The post-PC era, as Steve Jobs would like to think of it as, involves tablets, the cloud, your phone, and in specific instances, when heavy lifting is needed, possibly a desktop computer. That is the era that HP is heading towards. And it wouldn't surprise me to see the whole technology industry go in that direction as well. I do predict, however, you will see an upswing in the profits and the innovation coming from these other Windows, PC, and laptop vendors now that they have an opening in which to compete. It's all very fascinating. We will analyze this more closely on the upcoming week's Just Getting By a podcast with my co-host Chemslave. And until then, I bid you a fond farewell. Please donate to John and Adam if you enjoyed this show or enjoy any of the shows on the stream. And if you have any feedback, please email me at feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. That is feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again soon.